mistake themselves. What you believe that must be them themselves, you cannot make Hashem. Now, the question is, how about in Mayon? So now what it is, in Mayon can affect Hashem in culture. I mean, there's the Pashtun Saloshan of the Mishnah. In the first parish, when the Mishnah says, but it was originally Shuri. It's originally Shuri, and still Hashoke is affected. Hashoke is affected. So that was the Shem Shuri we spoke. So that was seemingly the main Mayim is less than himself. But when Mayim Shuri become connected with the culture of the Mayim, so then the Shuri is spoken, the Shem Shuri is spoken. So what Rabbi Shabbat Pesgoye says that if the main Mayim is less than them, so then it affects Hashoke only relative to Tfilas Kehu. But relative to Tfilas Sodom, it does not affect Hashoke. It's a strange situation. In other words, you have Mayim Shuri, then you connected them to the main Mayim culture, not Mansoch. So then the Shem Shuri is Koka from here to four Mayim Shuri, Ligabi Tfilas Kehu. But Ligabi Tfilas Sodom now. So how can that be explained? Monesha. Hashoki is affected, so it's affected. So the male of the Shem Shuri is poka. If it's not poka, why is it poka with Yami Tfilas Kehim? The answer is, the shite of Rabbi Shabbat of Chizdoi is not like the shite of the Rosh. But the shite of Rabbi Shabbat of Chizdoi is that the reason is why Mayan is entire the whole show with Yami Tfilas Kehim, and it's not entire the whole show with Yami Tfilas Kehim, is not the Tfilas Sodom requires in the Maaseh Tfilin that it should be realized in a sheer in the quantity of themselves. No. Tfilin has to be realized in the Mikveh. But Mayan culture has the Shem Mikveh, Ligabe Kehu. It does not have the Shem Mikveh, Ligabe Odom, just as in the Raisi. So, a Mikveh of the Levites has a Shem Mikveh, we got it to us not in scenarios. He does not have a Shem Mikveh, we got it to us other. So Mayim Konshu, according to Rabbi Shabbat of Chizdoyim, has a Shem Mikveh, we got it to us really. He does not have a Shem Mikveh, we got it to us other. So the Mele, if Mayim Konshu, less than them so, would affect Ashoke and Mayim Shuri, so these are Bitulas Kehu, you see it as a Halisha Mikveh, so that the Mayim Shuri are the Chuda to a Mikveh, because it has a Halisha Mikveh, these are Bitulas Kehu, so the Ashok is affected, and the here for Mayim Shuri. And you'll be able, henceforth, to be taken care in the here to form Mayim Shuri. But these are Bitulas Sodom. So the Mayim culture does not have a Halisha Mikveh. So the Melech, the year of the four Mayim culture, is not Mechuda to something that has a Halisha Mikveh. So how could the Shem Shom be Poka with Yabu Tua Sodom? There's the Shri there from Mishmach. Anyway, so I'm just mentioning that according to the Rosh, so the reason is why Mayim requires Memsom. The Gabitul Sodom, not because Western Mimsoh doesn't have a Halisha Mikveh, but it's a requirement in the Maaseh Tfilin. It has to be realized, the Tfilin of an Odom has to be realized in the quantity of Mimsoh. So, Reb Chaim says, in explaining the Rambam, so he says as follows, that the reason is why a Mayim doesn't require Mimsoh even the Gabitul Sodom, and Mikveh requires Mimsoh is not that Tfilas Sodom requires a shiur of Mimsoh in which he has to live. Tfilas Sodom even in Mikveh does not require Mimsoh. It can be taken in culture too. As long as the culture has a Halisha Mikveh. But if the Mikveh doesn't have Mimsoh, it doesn't have a Halisha Mikveh. Mayim has a Halisha Mikveh even if it doesn't have Mimsoh. But a Mikveh less than Mimsoh does not have a Halisha Mikveh. So the Melech, it cannot be Mitaya. But suppose it has a Halisha Mikveh, If he gets a halacha mikveh, so then even a kosher of the mikveh can be retired. Can be retired. So the melech, that's why the Rambam says, in Paskin, this Mishnah, in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, and in the same kind of Mishnah is here, the Mishnah of Nadav. When Mayo should be no more thing, the Shehobo of Mayo should be, the Shogar and Nikva Nitaya Beshbeira, and Mayo had the whole Jew, and the Rambam doesn't explain the Mishnah is not in, nor does he explain the Mishnah of Nadav is not in. So the Rambam explains as follows. Now the Rambam's Kashi is Monashe. If it has a thing of Mikveh, not Mayo, it cannot be Nitaya Beshbeira, why does it tell it in Mayo? In order to retire the whole shul, the answer is, insofar as the capacity of being retired the whole shul, that is not peculiar to Mayon, if Mikveh is retired the whole shul. But the only reason is why Mikveh is not retired the whole shul, because it doesn't have a Chalisha Mikveh. But if it has a Chalisha Mikveh, then Mikveh is also capable of being retired the whole shul. Here, in Chaname, as a result of the Mayon, May Mayo being outnumbered by the Mayo Matri, so the Shem Mayo is poka. The Shem Mayo is poka from the Mayo. Is poka from the Mayo. But you cannot say that this Mayo does not have a Shemitve. This Mayo certainly has a Shemitve. This Mayon certainly has a Shemikveh. So the Mayon has seen it has a Shemikveh, so all the water that is Mechuba to it also has a Shemikveh. Kolam Chuba le Mikveh, Ki Mikveh. So the Mayon is entirely Chodshu. But you ask, it has a din of a Mikveh, not a din of a Mayon, Eloch Nami, it has a din of a Mikveh, because it's bottled. The Mayon is bottled to the Mikveh. Because it's outnumbered, the Mayon is outnumbered by the Mayon. So it has a Shemikveh. So yes, how can a Mikveh be Mitaya B'Choshu? Every Mikveh is capable of being Mitaya B'Choshu. And the only reason is why it's not Mitaya, because it doesn't have a Shemikveh. But this Mikveh that emanates from the Mayon has a Shemikveh, even with less than themselves. So maybe it's Mitaya B'Choshu. Once it has a Shemikveh, so the kosher of the mikveh, it can be entire union of it. Of course, that can be said according to the Rambam. It cannot be said according to the Rosh. All right, anyway. So these are three tools. Two tools in our mention, the Rav Chaim Sefer and the other Teretz. So hardly anyone knows about it, but the Hebrew nation mentions it, that he heard it about it from the Rambam. All right. Now, let's go over, let's discuss, let's see how the Rishonim explain the Mishnah. So Mayon Shehu Moshach Kinar Ribo V'Yimshiche Hareyu Kmo Shehoyo Hoyo Eidei V'Ribo V'Yimshiche Shehu Mikveh Litaya V'Yishbeire U'Mayon Hadeh V'Choshe. So according to the Ram, so the Reishe of the Mishnah discusses the case where it wasn't extended, he just dumped a lot of water. So then, and then the same of the Mishnah discusses the case where, as a result of the dumping of the abundance, it was extended. So the same of the Mishnah has two parts. There is the ratio of the same and the same of the same. So the ratio of the same according to the Ram discusses the extended area from here to here. So the ratio of the same says, Shogun Mikveh Litaya Beshbeira. And the whole idea that it requires Memso, the same of the same thing. The sponsor is the original. So the same of the same thing says, we might have the whole show, the whole idea is the time of the same. But the Rambam and the Hashbo, they say no, that the Reishah discusses the case where the Chinese were not extended, the same thing discusses the case where the channels were extended, so there it's not going for the Kakami. So the mayor, is zo'n hele dialoog hier is in respect to the extended area. Dat komt van Rambam en Rashba. In respect to the extended area, if someone is sleeping in the extended area, so it cannot be tired if it's ill. Only if it is bare. Only if it is bare. In other words, in order to be able to be taken in the extended area, you have to set up a wall so that the water will not flow out. It will be confined. But otherwise, if it doesn't set up a wall to obstruct the flow of water, so then it cannot be taken because it's not entirely disabled. Or if, let's say, in the extended area for some reason it doesn't flow out, let's say, it remains confined for some reason. So then it can be retired. It can only be retired by Shbeya, but not disabled. But it can be retired by Chosh. It can be retired by Chosh. This is the Shita, the Pshat of the Rambam and the Rashba. Alright. Now, let's see what is the Pshat of the Rambam. The Chaim gives to Teruzi and the Kashi, how can we separate the capacity to be Mitaya Bezehri from the capacity of Mitaya Bechoshu? But in what situation does the Rambam say that it can not be Mitaya Bezehri, but it can be Mitaya Bechoshu? So first of all, let us see the Lashon of the Rambam with Pirushan. Nadok, who Bale Chaim, Rav Rigoli, many legged, in say, Rav Raglaim Daki, in Yire Mayo Mayu, the Yivku Menu Gula is Dako, the Shobach Mayim Shuri Vikara Mayo, the Lashon is Vikara Mayo, Vikara Mayo, Achim is Chasu, Eu Hagulates, Vigot Vahagorosom, in the Nishbat in the Aguliski Mayon, Hoy me a Mayon, hey, 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 oh no, im Yoy me a Mayon shakti, nochi, the Acha Shop Halei and Mayim Shuvi, at you go with the Yichum and Afiki, in the Ile Afiki, we should talk in the Dineye, my Mayon Bidomo, Uchmeyamik, explicitly, not like the Rab. The Ram says, not Mishitof Midoba. Mishitof Midoba means that it has a meaning of a semi-mayon. In certain respects, it has a meaning of mayon. In certain respects, it has a meaning of mikveh. The Ram says, that's inconceivable. There is no such thing. Either it has a meaning of mayon b'choladvoni, or it has a meaning of mikveh b'choladvoni. You cannot separate the potential of mayon to be mitaya b'zechlin from the potential of mayon to be mitaya b'choladvoni. But the Rambam says, we should talk in the way. The Uchmoy, Uchmey, so, Uchmoy Amayon Midolo, Uchmoy Amik. Uchmoy Shebeam, Bitchil Azeiz Amiseches, Vizei Si Mayle Dalet Shebimik. I mean, in other words, he's referring back to Perek Aleph Mishne Zayin, which is the fourth level of the Sheish Mayle is the Mikvois. The six levels enumerated in the first Perek. So, Mayon Shemim of Moti, Vishavogol of Mayim Shulim, Shavuki Kotai Beshbe, or Mayim Al-Bashu, represents the fourth level in the Kvoyes. Alright. So, two things we can see from the Lashon of the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. Number one, he says, Vishavach Mayim Shulim, Be'ika HaMayon. What does that imply? Ika HaMayon. Ika HaMayon means the source, the Gume itself. This circle represents the Ikar Mayon. And then this line, from here up to here, or here up to here, and so on. So, it represents the original area where the water was flowing. Since the Rambam says here, the Ikar Mayon, so apparently the Rambam applies the din of the Mishneh to the caves where the water was dumped in the source itself, not to the caves where it is dumped in the flowing area, but only to the caves where it is dumped in the boom. That's one thing. There we see something new in the Rambam. The Omnom Hoyo Mayon Sheikh. Now, how did the Ram and the Rambam and the Rashba explain aiming? Hoyo aiming, in other words, that the same recognition as reference to the case where as a result of the dumping of the abundance of water, so the challenge was extended. So Hoya made, in other words, originally the flow area was up to here. Hoya Ime. It didn't flow, the water didn't flow beyond this point. And then Hoya Ime, the river being shifted, and then it was extended. That's the way the Rambam, the Rajbo explained Hoya Ime. But the Rambam explains Hoya Ime in another sense. Hoya Ime, well, that's what they say, not that it's so obviously clear that that's the meaning of the Rambam, but that's what they assume. That Hoya Ime means that originally the water was not zeichel, was not flowing water. Usually in mikveh, the water in mikveh is flowing water. That's one of the characteristics of the Maya. I'm sorry. The water in the Maya is flowing water. That's one of the characteristics of the Maya. That the water flows with the swiftness, with the repetitivity. So that's, but sometimes you find a mayon that is weak, and the waters don't flow, you know, with an unusual rapidity. So that's it. So according to the Rambam, he says, "Hoyo onno im hoyo ha mayon shekti nochi v'acha shofach aleyem mayon shuri achigovu v'yikru memati." Now, so there are two pshat in the Rambam. One pshat is the pshat of the Ram in the Rambam, not the Ram Sochi, but the Ram in the Rambam, and also the pshat of the Rajbo in the Rambam. And then the other pshat in the Rambam, the Ram and the Rajbo, have the same pshat in the Rambam. And then there is the pshat of the Kesef Mishneh, the Besiyosef. Now let's see. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam Hilchos Hazor. What time? My God's time.
10 to 10 and 11.
10 to the 11?
Yeah. Not exactly. It's
okay. Thank you. Mayon shohoyu amis ktanis. That's Shmosho Chinav. Mayon shohoyu amis ktanis nimshochis mimen. Amis ktanis, you know, small measures of it, of the soul. So we're flowing from נמשוך את מנו ויחוב אולו וביב אולו מים שולי ויסי חמיו. So again, here he says איקר המיו, and here he says ויסי חמיו. So everybody assumes the Rashbo, the Ram, the Kesef Mishneh, that what does it mean ויסי חמיו? That the dumping took place inside the woman, not here, but here in the source itself. וביב אולו מים שולי ויסי חמיו עד שגובו המים שבאמיס וישוטפו הרי כי מיון לחודו. So that's the ratio of the mission. הויו מימי המיון אין ואין המשוח. In other words, so because the Mishne understood that, what does it mean by הויו מימי המיון אין? There is another pshat in the Mishne, but I mentioned one pshat in the Mishne, the Ika pshat. Then there is another pshat. Hoyo meimei hamayon eini. In other words, that the water was still water, not flowing water. It didn't flow with the repetitivity, the way that it flows, which is typical of a mayon, with its swiftness. But still water. As a matter of fact, scientifically, Every water, no water is here. Because they keep on moving, the molecules of water keep on moving in every water, even water in a cup, in a glass. So there is movement. But that is already not considered to be moving water, just because objectively, scientifically, they are moving. In other words, what is considered sacred, if it strikes your eye, in other words, if the water moves with such a swiftness that it strikes the eye of man, that's considered sacred. But just because we know that the water moves, the outdin we do not consider moving water. So he has a Mishneh and others understood, and the Rambam says, Hoyum me amayon indi, in other words, that for some reason the mayon which usually flows with a special swiftness, so here there was still water. It was still flowing, but you are not flowing the way typical of the mayon. Even in the cave, in the glass it flows, but that's not considered flowing. Hoyum me amayon indi, I really don't know why they all assumed in the Rambam that way, just because he says, as a matter of fact, the Mishneh uses a Lashon Reh, Eimid. Eimid v'ribo. The Mishneh doesn't say, Oya, my Eimid. He says, Oya, Eimid v'ribo. But how does the Ram and the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Raiva, how do they explain Oya, Eimid v'ribo? Not that the water was still water. It wasn't flowing water. It means, Oya, Eimid. Originally, it extended only up to this point. V'ribo started to extend further. Far. So why could the Rambam also mean Hoyomi Amayon Indi? Not in the sense of still water. The water was still not flowing. No, but Amayon Indi, in other words, originally they just flowed a small distance. A very small distance. And then Ribolo, that extended the channels. But they don't explain the Rambam that way. It seems to me that the Rambam could be explained, and even so, it's true that in the Perush HaMishnah he says, "Im hoyom me almayon sheikti noch." That's more. I mean, sheikti still more. But I don't know. I mean, what kind of word the Rambam used in Arabic? But as far as the Lashon of the Rambam Yul Hazoko, it could be explained in the same way as the Raibet, as the Ram, the Rabban, the Rajbachan. But as the Mishneh doesn't explain it that way. And the Lashon of the Rambam, Gershon Mishneh, certainly indicates that according to the Rambam, it doesn't mean the way the Agri Shein explained originally. It originally it extended from that to this point, and then Ribolo, it extended the channels. Alright. Now, so then the Raibet says, So hoyom me amayim eindi v'yom mshochim v'ribol of mayim at shemoshchem en amis amayim haray amayim shem shuchim shodom in mikve litaya v'eshbeire haray amayim shem shuchim shodom in mikve litaya v'eshbeire v'ubar v'shodom in mayim litaya v'chol shu. Now the Ram in the Dori, I hope that you went over the whole Ram in the Dori. So the Ram in the Dori mentions it itself there. And the Tisefta distinguishes between the original area and the extended area. Daf Mem Amud Bet. The Ochi is a Tisefta. Victor was a man of the Morty. The Hobo will be a Chivet. Mitaya Beish Beinen, the Mitaya Bezeichlin. Elo Adam Okim Shoy Yochel Halach Mitzvah Say. So the Tosefta says that it can be mitayav b'zeichlin only to the extent of the place, the distance that it flowed originally. But in the extended place, he cannot tell it. As it is said, the Rambam does not spell it out, even though it could be read into the Rambam. So the Rambam is massive. Omar Abram, he said that the entire Bezechu, Ella Admokisho Yochel, Rehalev Bitchelos. Admokisho Yochel. So the Kesef Mishneh says that in Achanan, the Rambam holds, in view of the fact that our Mishneh discusses it at great length, Mayim Shorit Moshe Kinar, Ribo Mishichel. He discusses it at great length and doesn't mention the distinction between the original area and the extended area. That means that our Mishneh is Chirit HaMitzvah. So we don't pass like it is according to Rambam. This is what the Kesef Mishneh says in the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishneh explains in the Rambam as follows. There's a Rambam, in order that the Mayer should have a deen of Mayer, the whole Advori, to be retired as Ehri, and to be retired the whole Shuli. So there are two prerequisites, Lifi Busin. Number one, that the abundance of water that he dumps should be dumped down in the source itself, in the Guma. That's what Rambam says in Pirush HaMishneh. Ikar HaMayim, that he dumped it in the Ikar HaMayim. Or in Chazoko he says, Rivol of Mayim Shuli, Liseich HaMayim. Seich HaMayim, meaning the source that became a Guma, not here. So, in order that the Mayim should be retired by Zeich, and be retired by Choshu, so there are two prerequisites, Little Muslim. Number one, that he should dump the water into the Gumo itself, into the source itself, not in the Hemshah of the Maya. This is called the Gumo, and this is called the Hemshah. This is called the Hemshah of the Maya. So one prerequisite is that the water has to be dumped into the Ikar Maya, into the Gumo, not into the Hemshah. And number two prerequisite is that the water of the Maya originally should have flowing waters, not still waters. Two prerequisites. So maybe the Rambam said as follows: Maya shoyam estanis mushokis in them. The ribol of Maya shobi. So number one, Maya shoyam estanis mushokis in them. That its water was flowing water, not still water. Nimshokhizna. It had flowing water, originally, even before we dumped the abundance of Mayim Shuli. So it was Nimshokhizna. So it had flowing water. The water was flowing with a typical rapidity that it struck the eye. So the ripple of Mayim Shuli, we say Hamayon, and first of all, prerequisite, one, in other words, it had flowing water. Then it had the other prerequisite, that the water was dumped, dafki into the source itself. So then, Hachikov, Hamayim Shabam is Mishotvu, Harein, Gimayon, Hogobo. So then, according to the Exhibition Shah, so once we have the two prerequisites, number one, the original water, the Mayon, were flowing water, not still water. And number two, that the Mayim Shuli, the abundance of the Mayim Etri, was done in the Gumo itself. So then, it has been of Mayim, entire Bezeich, entire Hochu, all over, not only in the original area, even in extended area. How about it? He said, then, according to the Rambam, Mao Mishni is Chelikam, he said. Then, in other words, suppose it the Mayim Shuli, the Mayim Etri were dumped in the Gumo, but the originally the water itself was still water. It didn't flow with a special rapidity of Mayim. So even though he dumped the water in the Gumo itself, not the Hemshach of the Gumo, but in view of the fact that the Mayim already was still not flowing with the swiftness, the Eino Nimshach, יריבו המים עד שמושכו ממנו עם ישמיים. הרי המים שמשוכים שובים ממקווה לטייר בהשברים בלבד, ושובים ממיון לטייר בכל שם. That is this mystery. Now let's see how the Ram explains. The Ram and the Rashbo. I think the Rashbo is Misach Shabbos, the Kavisha Misach Shabbos. Explains the Rambam Shit in the same way as the Ram explains. Now, the Abu Das Rambam Zahar, the Chikotom, that's the Chimawot, in the door. Abu Das Rambam Zahar, the Chikotom, the Chorahane, the Abu Bisharoto, the Chimawot, the Chimawot, דווקא כשרופו המים ויגום הסמיים עצמו. So that he admits with his mission that this is the prerogative. דווקא כשרופו המים ויגום הסמיים עצמי ששום מוכשיר עצמנו ובטנו כל המים הבואים עליהם אבל ריבו כי משך הנור למטו what he brought was from not here in the source but in the משך הנור in the המשך of the מים אבל ליבו כמשך הנור ולמטו כל שרוב נתפין על הזכרים נפסו כולי הזמיסו כולי סוביצו שיחה לבצעים ובזה עצמם ונשמואל כפשת בין המים מתאים בזכרים אפילו באמצע הנור במוקים שורים מעלו ובתחיל אור לפרס מוכישנו בעד מה שפרשו מהיו ופי זה הודם אפילו בדיסקטה במשרחי ובמשרחי נראו לי ואבים לו בקום הסמיים כל ואפילו הוכר כל שרוב הוא נטרי אין מיטאי לראו במוקים שורים מעלו ובתחילוסי אבל במוקים שמשרחי אין מיטאי לראו בשבר So he says, where is the Kesef Mishne? Assumes that the Rambam doesn't pass through the Disefte, that the Rambam holds that our Mishne, in not mentioning the din of the Disefte, is Chelik at the Disefte, and that according to Rambam, it doesn't make any difference whether the Tefillah is the original area or the Tefillah is the extended area. So the Ram reads the Disefte in the Loshna Rambam. As a matter of fact, if you want to read it, you can find that Roshna Rambam. In other words, according to the Ram's Pshat in the Rambam, and the Rashbos Pshat in the Rambam, so, in order to be analogous to Mayan Cholat Vod, not only with Gabi Litaya B'chol Shul, but even with Gabi Litaya B'zeichli, even with Gabi Litaya B'zeichli, so there has to be three prerequisites. Three prerequisites. In other words, number one, that water should be dominant in Kim Agumo. Number two, that the water should be flowing water, not still water. And number three, that even when it is flowing water, and it is and the water, the mind should be misdumped into the kumo, into the source itself, so it can only be mitayah exactly in the original area, but not in the extended area. In other words, the difference between the Kesef Mishne's Pshat in the Rambam and the Kesef Mishne's Pshat in the Rambam and the Ram's Pshat in the Rambam is that whereas according to the Mishnah, the Rambam holds that our Mishnah is Chelik and Tisefte, and there is no distinction between a Tefillah in the original area and the Tefillah in the extended area. So according to the Rambam does pass the Din of the Tisefte. And it can be read in the Roshna Rambam, because the Roshna Rambam is, so he says, Mayon Shoya Abri Stamis, Nipshoch Isimem, Virobol of Mayon Shoy, Visichamayon, עד שגובר המים שבאנו נשאות והרקמיים וכדומה הויום מימי המיון אין די ואינו נמשוך וריבו לו מים עד שמושכו ממנו עמס המים הרי המים שנשוכים שובו ממיקווה מטייה בהשברת ועובד ושובו ממים סויסס הרי המים שנשוכים למה זה נקסטנדת הרי Shogun the Mikra Mitaya Bejbeira Bilbad, we shogun the Maya Taya Choshu. Alright. This is the Shite of the Ram. So there is a machlekes between the Kesef Mishneh and the Ram in the Pshat and the Ram. Both agree that according to the Rambam, so when we can inhabit the of fire, the Cholat Rovim only in the water is dumped into the Gumi. But according to the Kesef Mishneh, once the water is dumped into the Gume, so then it has a din of mayor in the extended area. But according to the Ram, even if the water is dumped into the Gume itself, but it only has it is exactly only the water in the original area, not the water in the extended area. Now, let's see now the other extreme, the Pshat of the Rash. That's the other extreme. Because here we have several Mishnahs dealing with the same kind of situation. So one Mishnah is Perikal of Mishnah Zayin. We buy a man, Mayo Shemino Brotim, Shabbat of Mayo Shubim, Shabbat Mikotai Beshbeiren, or Mayo Adul Choshim. The second Mishnah is the Mishnah of Nada. The third Mishnah is the Mishnah Perikei Mishnah. Hey, Rabtsovic. So, it's mashma, only if the zechu is more. But if the neitri is more, then he doesn't have a din of mayim. It's not mitayah the zechu. Now, so, the question is, isn't that in conflict with the Mishnah of Nadu? The Mishnah Nadu says, the Reishi of the Mishnah of Nadu says, Mayim Shul Moshach Kinadu, Riva Vimshichei Areyu Kmishoyo. So what does the Ram say? The Ram, and the Rambam, the Rashbo, they all say, and the Rambam will say the same thing. Even though they have different jittes, that the Reishi of Mishnah Gimu, of Mayim Shul Moshach Kinadu, Riva Vimshichei Areyu Kmishoyo, has reference to the original area. So in the case, where the Tefillah takes place in the original area, where water was flowing before too. So then, even in the Neitrin, our more Mechubet than the Zechu, than the original waters, it's still Mitarabit. Masha'im Kim Mishnehei, it says, Ala Zechu Nisharov Lo Aneitim Shein Shein, has reference to the extended area. So, in the extended area, so we said, according to the Rambam and the Rashbo, so, that it's mitaliya beishbeiran dafke, not bezeichu, but in mayim b'cholshu, according to the Ram, is, so the extended area is not even mitaliya b'cholshu, but certainly not mitaliya bezeichu, according to everybody, the extended area. So when we say that in the extended area is not mitaliya bezeichu, that is in the nature now more numerous than bezeichu. But suppose he dumped a mute of water. Let's say, originally there were in the law, in the mayo, there were 10 gallons of water of May Mayo. And then he dumped 5 gallons. Where the zeichlin are more than the natrium. So in that case, where the zeichlin are more than the natrium, so in the extended area it's entire zeichlin. So in other words, Mishneh Gimel that says that only in the original area it's Mitaya Zechu, but the extended area it's Mitaya Beshbeiren only has reference to the case where the Neitrin are more than Zechu. And Mishneh Hei that says, Ala Zechuin Sherobo La Neitrin Shein Shein Mitaya Zechuin that says, Davke the Zechuin Amor, so that has reference to the extended area. So even in the extended area, if the zeichlin are more, so then it's entirely zeichlin. This is according to the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ram, the Rambam. But let's see how the Rash explains. Now, Moshe Kinab, Shemim of Zeichalim, Bimkeime, Sarbe Kinab, Zeh, Shemar Barabai, Kinab, Nisidir, Treves, עד כמה ברביים זה נעבור ריבו לו ולא ישבים ולא מים שובים ואם כן לא ימתי אבי זה יכולים כי דיפנם הוא מסיפר כמה אלוהים עולם הייתי שעוסברי חייס וחולם כנס שאולי מליך ונשמע לו כל אחס מים. So how does he explain Ribolo? Not like all the other Rishayim. All the other Rishayim explain Ribolo. He don't. My into it. My making. He don't into it. So there, in the original era, it's still an entire Zechel. Even though it's Chobonate no Azechelim, the Rash says, no, there is no such a law. If somebody will dump Mayim Merubin into a Mayim, let's say the Mayim had 10 gallons of water originally, and then he'll dump more than 10 gallons of Mayim Metri into the Mayim, so then even the original area where water flowed before, it will not be Mayim. No, but what does it mean? What does the Mishnah mean by Mayim Shul Moshech Kinavu Ribo Vim Shichei Hareyu Kmoishahoyo? That means he didn't dump a drop of water, but he started to dig grooves, and he extended the grooves. There was a group here earlier, and then there was no, he didn't extend it, so he, with the shovel, he started to dig and he extended the groove. He didn't dump a single drop of water. So the melee, the same water that originally flowed up to here because there was no groove. So now, it was the water flowed farther as a result of the breakers, the channels. So Ribol of according to the Rash means not that he dumped new water, not a drop of water did he dump, but he was yours. So he said like this. ויוכיבו שום מתאיה בזכו ומנצדודים אין מתאיה על המשבר. זה חש את the biggest nachri of all the Rishayim. So in other words, he didn't dump a drop of water. All he did is he dug new channels. He dug new channels. Naturally, when he drop new channels, so the same water that up to the point, up to the time when there were no grooves, no channels, so that was the extent of the flow. Now that there was a new channel, so the same water was passing farther. So he says, Hareu Kmoshoi. Now originally, before he had the new channels, so it was Mitaya Bezeichu not to hear, because beyond this point he didn't even go the water. So it was impossible to become Mitaya, to be Tevel, beyond this point. So now too, that the water goes up to here as a result of the new channels that he dug. So I read it for sure, only if somebody will be Tevel up to here in the original area, so then he will be Mitaya Bezeichu. But suppose somebody will be there in the new channel that he dug, even though not a new drop of water was added into the Mayim. It's the same water, but as a result of the new channels that he dug, that he excavated, so the water was able to go up to this point, the same water. So still, if someone will be tabled in the new channel, he will not, in Zeichlin, he will not be tabled. In other words, he'll have to set up a wall so that it will not be Zeichlin. You know that the tefillah should be good. So he's the biggest machna. He's the biggest machna. Then, the second level of the mission. The second level of the mission. So he said, Harim Kmeshoi, you know Kimshul in the name of Zeichlin, Kimshul in the name of Zeichlin, Kimshul in the name of Zeichlin, Umin Abzodi, that's in Abzodi, in the new channels. So if somebody would take the have to hear, so the Kitayam Zeichlin, because before the new channels were excavated, it was also, there was also water flowing here. So that remains unaffected. Mashiach, if somebody will be tabled in Asgodi, in the new channels, in the new channels, so then, he will not be retired there, he will not be retired there. So, in Asgodi, and in the time of his death, with Satan coming with his price in the Sefke, Kayensibus, Dictome, Mayon Shemim of Morty, the Ribon, the Hide, Mitaya Vesbeir, the Mitaya Vesbeir, and at Mokin Desmet, the same Sefke that the Rabbi mentioned, and the Rab. Elo, Mitaya, Vesbeir, Elo at Mokin Shioch Lauch and Flossi, the Ribon, Hayish also, the Rei Holy Fono, in his palace mind. So the Rashi, the only Rishi, who explains Ribol of not in the sense of dumping water, all the other Rishayim understand by Ribol of they dump new water. The Rashi is the only Rishi who understands by Ribol of not he dumped new water. He just excavated. He dumped new channels. So he manipulated their body. Now, what's the sex safe of the Mishneh? Now again, another chumut. So what do you mean, Hoyalimei? Hoyalimei means let's say, originally, there were the channels like this. This is a losing chance. This is a losing chance. Was water was flowing originally. Then he started to excavate, not that way, but width-wise he started to excavate. So he extended width-wise the channel. So, how you aiming? Like this, originally it was like this, channel. And then, with whites, he extended it. So, the halacha is, so even if it's stable here, where water was not flowing before, but only now, even though it wasn't in a lengthwise direction, it was in a widthwise direction. So, even in such a case, in view of the fact that before he extended this channel, so water was only flowing here, now water is flowing here, there is water here. So, if it will be tabled here, be my Zeichlin, the tefillah will not be good. This is a, so he's the biggest Mach. In other words, you remember at the beginning of Mikvoyev, so I mentioned the Shaila was whether one can be tevel in a well. Now what is the difference between a well and a spring? A spring is within Shemayim Megamre. In other words, it wasn't done. The spring did not become, did not start emanating water as a result of human intervention. But a well, what is a well? A well means, if naturally, without human intervention, you wouldn't have any water. But if you can dig it until you find a spring, a source, and then you manipulate that water from the source should come, should extend to a certain place. To a certain place. That's a well. So, most of us can say that a well has a dynamic ion. It has a dynamic ion, everyone, even though the water is echo, so you still can be tailored with it. And it's in the entire Zogim Zoyim, because it's a ion. However, Rabbi Yankel Kalina and Rabbi Yaakov Ben, Rabbi Yankel Kalina, they ask her to be tevel in a well. Be tevel in a well. What's the difference between a well and a spring? What's the difference? In other words, in Rosh Chodesh, so you have a mayon is called mayon. A spring is called mayon. A well is called Be'eyam, Beit Al-Reish. And then Mishnah is called Beya. So, of course, there is a basic difference between the Beya and the Beya. But what's the difference between the Bayon and the Beya? Bey is our phrase. The difference is, a Bayon is a natural thing. It's a fountain. It's a spring that emanates water naturally. And the Beya also emanates water naturally. But it's done through human intervention. In other words, by digging channels, by excavating, you manipulate that water from a certain spring at a distance, let's say miles away, should be able to flow here. So, according to the Rash, it's not the Kalanization. According to the Rash, you cannot be taken. A woman could not be developed in a day. Why? Because it's mamish this aloche of mayon shul mosha kinadu ridolim shichei. When you dug a well, you don't dump a single drop of water. All you do is you make excavations. You keep on digging. And thereby you manipulate that water from a distant spring should come here. So that's mamish that meaning of mayon shul mosha kinadu. This all. Alright, now. Now let's see the Mishnah, Peyut Chatzorik, because even though we still did not learn Mishnah Dalet and Hazechun Kimayim Anit Kimiki, but Peyut Chatzorik, Al Hazechun Sherobo Anit Sheim Kshev. Now let's see the Rash on that. Shobo Mikl Tayyab Bezbeiro, Tayyab Bezeichun, Me'acha Bi'ika Bekima Mayo, Eimam Zeichun. Alright. Now, Shein Shein, the first line in the Rash, and Mishneh, Shein Shein, Kelema Bishchile, Hoyu Vinei Tri Muoti, V'yitzlich Lashmino, Afilu Bimoke, Shein Kidei Tvile Bizecho, Elin Kenei Tri Mashlino, Dilutei Noche, Maiko Mashmino, Shite, Vinkei, Yivzulu Kolanoris, Now I ask you to go over Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Chavetz. So there is a machlekes between Shmuel and Rav. Shmuel says, Nare Mikife Mavrich. In other words, that, and Rav says that one cannot be tevel in Nahar Pros. Elo b'yim etishre b'vat. Why? Now, of course, there's the Euphrates. So during the other months of the year, when there is a lot of rain, when there is an abundant rainfall, so then the water supplied by the rainfall is more numerous than the water that emanates from the ground. Enor is a big Maya, Enor. So the water emanates from the day, from its own ground. But in the rainy season, the Euphrates is overflows with water in the rainy season. And then the volume of water supplied by the rainfall is more numerous than the quantity of water supplied from the day, by the day. So the Meir Ha'Rav says that you cannot be Tevel in the rainy season in the Euphrates, because the water is Eichel. The water is Eichel. So, and it's not, it's Rob made in Allah's Eichel. So we see from Rav that Rav holds that in the case of Rob made in Allah's Eichel, so then it's not entirely Eichel. It's not entirely Eichel. This is Rav. Shmuel says, now I'm keeping you. In other words, that you can be taken in the Euphrates or in any river, any time of the year, even in the period of rainfall, when the water from the rainfall is more numerous than the water emanating from the source. Mitre de Marobe Kishere Moto Beat Israel. May go of pros be bob. She con she will go there, be your dua, she have a piece of Yoduk Shomin Khan, Yoduk Shomin Beat Israel. In other words, when there is a lot of rainfall in Eretz Israel, so then even though there is no rainfall in Babel, so that means that as a result of the rainfall in the Eretz Yisrael, so there is a great supply of rainfall water in the Euphrates. So it's possible that even in Babel, the greater quantity is supplied by the rainfall than from the source. So the male bin Akimish also little day. If she may action na make him tell him is equal. Elo cares bear. Can I become with time? Can time be free? In my mayo and Italia is equal, not Mikra Italia is equal, tell him ach mayo no bear. Mayo Italia is equal. Un Mikra is bear. Hilta, call it a little Micha, Mecha. Shemorok will make you as equal loss. Vahani kishanoi of the Harvey. Abu Moyoi, the Khuite, Shem Israbe, El Mab, the regular speaker, the previous Nathan Shop, Kitani be said, Hey, the President of Sonic, I was equally Shabob of Nathan, Shem Shem. So Rab says that you cannot be taken in the river, Euphrates or any other river, in the period of rain, in the rain season, when there is an abundant supply of rain water in the river, because then there is a possibility that perhaps the quantity of water in the river supplied by the rainfall is more than the quantity of water supplied by the source of the river. So according to Rab, a person cannot be taken in the river when it overflows. That means that there has been a lot of rainfall water. So, of rainwater dropping into the river. Except if the river doesn't overflow, so in other words, it's not the rainy season, so then we don't have to be change. Maybe the rainwater is more than the source water. We don't have to be change. So it's only a meal. If it's only a meal, so hey, the Rebbe of Tzadik Azich and Shabbat Nathan Shemshem, who pleaded this way, the Omar Shmuel, Nare Mikite is born, Mikite is sour, Kalema Mikirium is gade, Shabo Kishon Reim, Shakshon Yerbi Nor is Mishabi, Ika Ribuyon Mikirium, Kidamunum Felsir Tanis, Eruch Hotefa, ילד נומאי שהתהי אילו לדחוס את פחי וניצו שלאילו מזיכו עם רובים על הנקפי דוליטף עכשיו קשומים איקת פחי ממאי תלכח לשמואל מות ואוליפי ובינור אצלאילו אפילו כשראי אל העיר שנשרפו הרבה מחמס המות. So Shmuel says, no, even when there is the maximum supply of water from the rainfall, but a river, Al-Pidin, is always considered as Robo Zecharanit, because for every measure of rainfall water that drops into the river, there are two measures of source. Now, we don't have to say that there is a machlokes in the Mitzias between Rabbi and Shmuel. I'm reasonable to assume that Rabbi and Shmuel are machlokes in the Mitzias. The Mitzias is what it is. I mean, the Rav should say that in the rainy season, so the rainfall water is more numerous than the source water. And Shmuel should say, no, it's always, the source water is always more numerous than the rainfall water. It's not Mishtabah, they should be in Machlokes in Mitzias. So it's true, since Rav says that you cannot be taken in the Euphrates in the rainy season, in the rainy season when the Euphrates overflows with water because it's Robin Eitrin al Azeichli, so the Mitzias is that way, otherwise Rav wouldn't say. But Shmuel says, in view of the fact that this rainfall water is only temporary. When the rain falls, and then, so that time temporarily, the Euphrates overflows with water. But then it will be normalized. So the male, why? Because for every measure of rainwater that drops into the river, potentially, there are two measures that the source can have. So the Mele Al-Pidin in the river, it's always considered Robo Zecharanit, even though visibly at a certain moment. So it's Robo Nature Azecharanit. But Al-Pidin, on account of the potential of a river to emanate two measures of water from its source for every measure of water that rains in, so Al-Pidin, it's always considered, a river is always considered as Robo Zecharanit. So that's the Machlokes. Hilkach Shmuel Muta Lipo Minoris Re'ilom Afilu Kishero La'ayim Shenisrabu Harbi Machmas Amot. So we have a Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. In other words, according to Shmuel, one can be taken, a woman can be taken, a widow can be developed in a river all the seasons of the year. Even when the river overflows with water, she can still be developed in our place or in any other river. Why? Because Al-Pidin is considered that for Kol Tefach V'Tefach that is Yered No Mailo, so it is Tehein Zeru Kosit V'Chai. For every measure of rainwater that drops into the river, potentially, the river can emanate two measures. So because of that, in spite of the overflow of water caused by the rainfall, it's always considered Robo Zecharanit. By Robo Zecharanit, so then there is no shaykh. And Rav says, no. If it happens to be the month of the year when there is constant and abundant rainfall, and at that time there is visibly more water supplied by the rainfall than by the source, so the memory is a being of Robo Neitrino Azechri, and Robo Neitrino Azechri is not the Taya Azechri. Now, according to all these Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Raimel, the Ram, that what the Aloche, according to them, means that it's only Mitaya Bezechri. It's only Mitaya Bezechri. It's only Mitaya Bezechri. If it's Robo Neitri Nala Zechri, if it's Robo Zechri Nala Neitri, then it's Mitaya Bezechri, it will be extended there. But If it is, that's the Mishnah of Chatzot, that's the Mishnah. But if it's Chobunet Fina Lazeichlin, so then it's only Mitaya Bezeichlin in the original Ayah. But in the extended Ayah, it's not Mitaya Bezeichlin. So the question is, how do we say here, how does Rav say here, that you cannot be taken in the Nahar Pros, in any month except Tish? Because in all the other months, in our course, there is a rain, there is abundant rainfall, and because of that, it's holding in our Zekli, but they call it the Ram, they call it the Rambam, they call it the Rambam, they call it the Rajbo, they call it the Raibe. So, in the original area, where water was flowing before, so then, it's Vitaya Zekli, even if it's holding in our Zekli. So why does Rav say that? And Shmuel at one time also said, because he didn't share Shmuel, so Shmuel himself at one time held like that, that in Amayim Tari Bizeichuin, El of course the Mitishra Bilbat. Why? Because except for the month of Tishre, there is such an abundant rainfall that it's common into Azeichuin. But Aloch is that in the original area, by Maya, even if it's Chobunei Tumah Zeichlin, it's still Mitaya Zeichlin. So Yochanan and the Ram and all these Rishonim, they say that when the Shmuel say in one member and Ram, because Shmuel in other member is Chayri Kamizman, when the Shmuel say in one member and Ram in Amayim Mitaya Zeichlin El Pros B'Yim Yish Rebubat, so that's only in the places where originally water did not flow. So in other words, in the Euphrates, so there were many spots where in the month of Tishrei, when there was no rainfall, so there was no water. And during the other months, when there was a abundant rainfall, so it was filled up with water. So those Nicanus that did not have water in the month when there was no rainfall, so you couldn't be taken, couldn't be retired as early. But in the place, those places in the Euphrates where even the Tishrei there was water, so you could be taken, exactly in the other months of the year. That's what they say. Because according to their shita, so in the original places where water was flowing before the equivalent of the rainfall water, so they don't entirely physically, even after the new supply of rainwater dropped in. So in other words, so all these Rishonim will say that when Shmuel says in Amayim Mitaharim Bizeichlin El Pras B'Yitishcha Bilvad, he means he has reference to the Mikemes where in the month of Tishrei there was no water, but in the other months there was water. Why? Because as a result of the rainfall. So Mikemes, that's like the extended Mikemes, the extended areas. In the extended areas, so then if it's Chobunet and Azeichlin, so it's not Mitaya B'Zeichlin. Now, then the Shite of the Maram HaRutbah, the Rosh mentions in the name of the Maram HaRutbah, he says now, when the Gemara, when Shmuel says in one memory, in Amayim Mitaya B'Zeichlin, El Pros B'Yitish HaRubad, so he doesn't limit himself only to the extended areas, the new Mikenes, where that water fills up as a result of the rainfall. But he is referencing to the original case, where there is enough water, even in the Tishrei, when there is no rainfall. So even in the Kavis, even in the original areas, even in the original areas, where there is enough water, in the Tishrei, when there is no rainfall, but in the other months of the year you cannot be taken, because it's Rabunetri in Alazich. But the question is, but Allah is that in the original market, where water was flowing even before the supply, the new supply, was dumped in. So it's still entirely zeichlin, in spite of the fact that Chomeinu was zeichlin. So why here do we say that in the other months of the year, not the month of Tishrei, when there is a new supply of water, so then you cannot, it's not entirely zeichlin? So that's in the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon says. That's in the Rabbanon. As it says, Shemo Yibbeil, Bechad HaLeshol Shem. Sometimes, so you find in Islam, on mountain, so you find when it starts raining, so then there is a harvest of shomim on the mountain that drops on the mountain in this land, and then, and it's echelon, because it's on the mountain. So one could not be tevel in that harvest of shomim. Now, if we allow people to be tevel in all the months of the year, in the harvest or in the river, when there is an abundant supply of rainwater, and people say, what difference does it make? Whether it's you are taking the Euphrates or you are taking the harvest of Shomim. Just as it is all right to be taking the Euphrates, let's say in January, when the most of the water is supplied by rainfall in January, so why shouldn't it be all right to be taking the harvest of Shomim? But, I'll begin, there is a big difference, because here in the river, so in the same place, even the month of Tishrei, when there is no rainfall, there is enough water to be taken. So you can be tired of Zechrin in the other months of the year when there is abundant rainfall. But Shemki Chavos of Shomim, without the Shomim you wouldn't have a drop of water. You could be taken. But people will not understand the distinction between the Chavos of Shomim and being Tevel in the Euphrates, in, let's say, in the rainy season. And if it will be mutar to be Tevel in the Euphrates in the rainy season, they will say it's mutar to be Tevel Chavos of Shomim. And Chavos of Shomim is not entirely Zechri. So because of that, the Chachomim passes Tevel in the hard course in the rainy season, or in any river in the rainy season, unless you know that it's not the rainy season and all the water, I mean the major portion of the water is supplied by the source. So this is what the Maramarim says. Now, how good? So, and Shmuel, the other member of Shmuel that says, Nara be keeping this Borech, so he's heavy come that, and that did the Rabbonon, and that Zera the Rabbonon, Zera Shemelido the Chavos of Shmuel. How do we pass him? Do we pass him like how? That you could not be tevel in our pros except in the Tishrei, but in the other months in the rainy season, so it's Rabbi Nitro Azechri, or now we keep in his borah, and you could be tevel. So there is a machlekes Hashem. The Rambam, so they passed like Rab that. Mitra b'marobe sadara b'pros, and that in a mayim karim b'zeichu in a l'pros b'yim b'tisha b'vah. The Rabbi Natan, he passes like Shmuel, that nare m'kife yizbarach, like the member of Shmuel, that nare m'kife yizbarach, that in the chokol tefach, in the tefach, here in the mayro, shein tehein na'ilo l'chosik v'chay, that you know, it's always considered tzvo b'zeichu l'alitri, even though it's physical. So the water supplied by the rainfall is more numerous than the water supplied by the source. Now, so the Mechaber passes that you cannot be tevel in a river, in a lake, except if you know that there has been no rainfall, water supplying the river and the lake. Otherwise, normally we cannot take it for granted unless we are sure that the bulk of the water in the river and the lake was supplied by the source. But if we don't know, so according to the Pesach of the Mechaber, you cannot be tevel in yours. The Rambam says, Bishas HaTchak. So we can rely on the Shita of Rabbi Natan, who passes like Shmuel, that now in keeping his boyach, and that he know always has a deed of Rabbi Zechor Alev. Now, we might say, so, I can understand that in Soviet Russia we could be making according to the Tzach of Ramon. But in America, in the United States, there is no basis to be matter filling the river in the lake. And those who are making, they are the pastor shalitim in, contrary to the Tzach of Ramon. There are some who are making, to women who pastor who are in the summer in a camp to be taken in the lakes. That's against the din of Shekhanot. There is no heaven. Even the Ramon is Makil, so he's only Makil in the hardship situation where it's impossible to find a mikveh. But fortunately, in the United States and in Canada, there is no such hardship situation. A person is not forced to stay in a camp where there is no mikveh. He can move to the city when he has to go through. So there is no heaven. I don't want to pass Mishalis now. I just mentioned it, Agabur. Now, so, let's see now the Rash. What the Rash says. Heid Rapsoni Kalazichli, Sherobo Alitri, Sherim Sherim, Alazichli. So, Kim Yohoris, so the Rash says, Kim Yohoris, Sherim Zichli Kimayo, Hei Litaya Behosho Yisrael. So he says, we are making a mixon in Kimikre, in the Taya Beshmir, that Ulahatsi Havoy Yusof, behind the Taya Beshmir, in the Taya Beshmir, the only point bounty the coins, the able miss, Shemo Yirbo Neitri Nawazek. So Abuye Bishmuel set up the coins for his dollars in the aim of the Nisim because he was afraid. Because the Eved Nissen in Bobel, there was abundant rainfall, so he was afraid maybe the bulk of the water in the rivers there in Bobel, so it was supplied by the rainfall, not by the source. So it's Rabbanitra was Zechlin, so it's not the Taya Zechlin, because Rapsovic said only if the Zechlin is more numerous than the Nathan, not if the Nathan is more numerous than the Zechlin. Shemonir Bonitra was Zechlin. The Nanetri Mitar in the Asol, Shem Shem, Kelema Bishkile, Hoyu Vinetri Moti, Vinitzrich Rashmino, Afilu Bimoke, Shein Kide Triva Bizechli, Elin Kinetri Mashmino, Michael Mashmino, Pshite, Vimke, Yipsu Kolanores, Afilu Mandona, Now, Mikife, Midrach. So, now, what is Rapsodic? What was Rapsodic name? That our Zechlin Shalom Alaytrin, the thief in a river. So, the Zechlin, one more than the Alaytrin, so it's Ksheir. Now, according to the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Raib, the Rambam, so Rapsodic's deen of our Zechlin Shalom Alaytrin, what does it have reference to? It has reference to the extended area, not the original area. Because the vis-a-vis the original area, so then, according to all these Rishayim, so even if it's Rabbo Neitrin or Azeichlin, so it's still the Taya Bezeichlin. Only vis-a-vis the extended area. So, vis-a-vis the extended area. Now, so, according to the Rash, for the Rash, that's all right. That we can say according to the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Raide, the Ram. There she is, that in the original area where the Mayan was flowing, originally before the supply of the Latrine dropped in. So in those mechanics, even if it's Rabbanitra or Azechlin, it's still entirely Azechlin. It's still entirely Azechlin. Some Melee, we say, that when Rapsodic testified, Hey, Rapsodic Alazehu, Sherobo Alamitri, Shem Chayrin, so he has reference to what areas, he has reference to the extended areas, not the original areas. According to Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ram, the Raive, the Rambam, Rapsodic's testimony couldn't have reference to the original area, where water was flowing before the equipment of the new water that dropped into the river. So, obviously, according to all these Rishonim, the Tzaddik's testimony, our Zeichon Shemot Ranitri, only Yitzchok Zeichon Ranitri, not Yitzchok Ranitri or Zeichon, so applies to what? To the extended area, not to the original area. To the extended area. But can we say that according to the Rash? We couldn't say that according to the Rash. According to the Rambam, the Rash, the Rai, the Ram, we can say that. Because according to them, the original area is Mitayah Bezeichli, even in the situation of Chobonetri Malazeichli. Even if it's outnumbered, 1,000 to 1. So in the original area, according to these Rishayim, so it's still Mitayah Bezeichli. So why does Rav Tzaddik say that King Bezeichli is Chobonetri? Obviously, Rav Tzaddik has reference to the extended area. In the extended area, so the Mishnah said according to the Yisrishen that Shavuot Mikra Mitaya Beishbeiren, so that's only Shavuot Mikra Mitaya Beishbeiren in the Meitri Mamo, but in the Zeichli Mamo, so even in the new area where water was not flowing before the new supply of the rainwater, so we dropped in. So, but if it's still Hobo Zeichon or Anitri, so even in the new area it's Mitaya Zeichon. Mashein Kei, according to the Rash, we cannot say that Reb Tzaddik has reference to the original area. We cannot say that. Because we cannot say that Reb Tzaddik, according to the Rash, we cannot say that Reb Tzaddik has reference to the extended area. Because according to the Rash, the extended area where water was not flowing before, even if not a single drop of water was dumped into the Maya, so it's not Mitaya Bezeichli. According to the Rash, if you just had a Maya and it flowed up to here, and then you dump new channels, thereby manipulating that water from the Mayan should flow into the new channels, even though you didn't dump a single drop of rainwater. So it's still not Mitaya Bezeichli. So how could Reb Tzaddik have reference to the extended area that as long as the Zeichli Namor, even if the Zeichli Namor, and the new water is immediate, so it cannot be Mitaya Bezeichli, even if not a drop of water is added in the new channels, it still is incapable of being Mitaya Bezeichli. So obviously, according to the Rash, we couldn't apply the Tzaddik's testimony to the extended area. It must apply to the original area, because the extended area, since water was not flowing before we excavated the channels, so Mary doesn't tell anything of Mayon. It's not Mitaya Bezeichli. So, how could Reb Tzaddik say that if the Zeichli is Chobor Hanetri, so it's Mitaya Bezeichli? It's Mitaya Bezeichli. Even if all the water is Mayon water, and not a drop of rain water is done, it still cannot be Mitaya Bezeichli. According to the Rash, so even in a well it cannot be Mitaya Bezeichli. Because it didn't flow there before. So that's why the Rash says, Esikashi. So the Rash Esikashi. The Yitzchak Rash Mino. After the Mokim Shinkin Yitzchak Bezeichli. Elohim came, Netri Mashminuah. The retainer of it, Michael Mashmon, Pshite, Din Kain, Yipso, Kolam Yorens, Apiru Mandoma, Kipimab. So he says, he was bothered by a very strong Kashi. The Kashi, she just that in the extended area, he cannot be Mitaya Bezeichli, even if no new water was added. So what kind of Mayan can be Mitaya Bezeichli? Only the original area, where water was flowing before the new supply of water dropped in. So that can be Mitaya Bezeichli. So other, but the new extended area, even though no new water was added, can not be retired as anything. So obviously the Tzaddik must take reference to the original area. Those parts of the north were originally before the rainfall. So water was flowing. So then, Michael Mashmore, in other words, without the testimony of the Tzaddik, I would say, let's say the Euphrates River, being in the Tishrei, there is no rainfall at all. So then, but suppose somebody will have it, will drink a glass of water, and then he will not be interested in finishing the water. So a little bit of the water in his glass, he'll dump it in the Euphrates River. Be in the Tishrei, everybody says that he can be there with the time exactly. Why the month of Tishrei? There is no rainfall in the Euphrates. So all the water in the Euphrates, so is emanates from the soil. It's not supplied by rainfall. So without the testimony of Tzaddik, I would say that if one person at one time in the month of Tishrei would decide to dump a kettle of water into the Euphrates, so it will be impossible to be taken even in Tishrei in the Euphrates River, because there is a little bit of wine making. I mean, so the Tzaddik had to tell us this aloche, that in the original area where water was flowing before the supply of the rainfall dropped in, that it's retired as well. Of course, otherwise it would be impossible to be tabled at any time in any mayon or in any river. Because how can you be sure that at no time a person dumped some water into the mayon? It's only natural. A person passes by a mayon and he drinks water from a glass or from a bottle, and then he wants to empty out the bottle. So he dumps the water that is left in the bottle into the mayon, into the river. So without the testimony by the Tzaddik, I would say, no, there is a drop of wine making. So the mele, you cannot be taken, it's kind of time to say, well, of course, it goes without saying. The Tzaddik has to tell us that. That's the kashet that the Rashi asks. I mean, the Ramban wouldn't test this kashet, because according to the Ramban, the Rav Tzaddik is needed to advise us that even in the extended area, as long as the Zichri, Harobal Aneki, even though originally no water was flowing here, but now water is flowing and the Mayim Zichri is more numerous, the Mayim Mayim is more numerous than the Mayim Zichri, so it's retired. But according to the Rashi, we couldn't say that Rav Tzaddik is telling us this halacha, because according to the Rashi, the new area is not the Tayyab Zichwin, period, without any Maitri being given. So, how does Rav Tzaddik say if the Zichwin is old? So, obviously, Rav Tzaddik has reference to the original area. So, Rav Tzaddik says, in the extended area, it's never the Tayyab Zichwin, but even in the original area, so it's only the Tayyab Zichwin, if it's old Zichwin or a Maitri. So, what's the Chidesh? And I would say, without Tzaddik, that even if it's Chokal HaZichron HaMitrin, as long as it has a little bit of Mitrin, so it's not the time of Zichron, then no Nor is fit for Tfilin, no Mayon is fit for Tfilin, because in every Mayon, in every Nor, at one time or another, one person, and more than one person, dumped some water into the Mayon, into the river. That is Kashi. So Yisrach HaShmion, I feel the Mayon is going to be Tfilin. So he says the Chiddush by Rav Tzaddik is to tell us, suppose you had a mine, or you had a small lake, a small river, and in the river, in the Mayon, you had less than them so. You had, let's say, 30 so. And then someone dumped in 10 more so into the mire, into the river. So then it's still the fire of Zechon. Even though, so that's the Chiddush, I could say, since we doubt the new water that was dumped into the Maya, into the river, so there wouldn't be any Mensoh. And the reason is why the Maya or the river has Mensoh is because of the rainwater that was dumped into it, that dropped into it. So Memele, it could not be entirely Zechon. So Kamashkron, that even though without the new water supplied by the rainfall, so there was no Mensoh, but since the major portion of the Mensoh consists of water emanating from the Mayim itself, so Memele is a type of Zechon. Now, so the biggest Machdia is the Rash. Now, the Marik says that in the new, according to the Rash, so the extended area, is not entirely sacred, even if no nature were put into it. According to the Rash, the Marik doesn't go so far, but the Marik in Tshuva Kufrin Vov, he says that in the extended area, he says that he agrees with the Marik says that if there in the extended area, so it's Robu Zechu in our nature, so then it is according to the Rash, even if it's Robu Zechu in our nature, in the extended area where water was not flowing before, so then it's not entirely Zechu. According to the Marik, so in the extended area it is entirely Zechu, in it's Robu Zechu in our nature. Alright, now let's see the Rosh. Has Mayim Shehu Moshach Kenav, Mayim Shehu Moshach Bibol, Pirish Nadin Sheretz, Sheyesh Le'Raglayim Merubim, Vidaki, Kach Mayim Zeh, Nimshochim Mimenu Lichovim Merubim Vidaki, Viripo Misechim Mayim Shehu, Ad Shenischasku HaNichovim, Vinischabu Mishechosot, Mitarim Misechim Kibatchilo, Kim Dibla Bochem, Hoy zeichalim veisem amgeis, elo she'ato nischapsu, schiloso, avo moyoene, v'ribo lo imayim shuvi, ad shehimshechu, en mitaya v'kim schiloso, v'ayne hod nitnan li'ir v'chirikame, v'mayim rubiis, mayim shemim of mot. Now what is the shikr? What is the shikr of the Rosh? The Rosh, now, I ask you to look over in the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Mishnayis, and the Mishnah, Perek Aleph Mishne Zayin, and also the Tzemach Tzedek and the Mishnayis, and Perek Hei Mishne Gimel, and also Perek Hei Mishne Zayin. Now the Tzemach Tzedek explains this Rosh. The Rosh is very brief, but it seems that this is the Pshat of the Rosh. Now how does the Rosh explain the Mishnah? The Rosh explains the Mishnah, apparently according to the Rosh, The Rosh doesn't mention a distinction between the original area and the extended area. He doesn't mention. All he says is like this. He says, "Mayon Shul Moshe, Pirush Nabu Shelach Yesh Raglay Merubi Vidaki. Kach Mayon Zeh Nimshochim Umelu Nichol Merubi Vidaki. Vivibo Misichim Mayon Shul Ad Shenischasu Amichol Vimischavu Mishechosu Mitarim Bizeichus." כי בתחילו כי דיבלו אחרי הוא יוזיך לי באיסו ממקייס אלו שעתו נשחפ שהוא סחילוסו אבו הוא יואים לי וריבו לו מה הם שוי עד שהמשיכו אי מיטאי הבמקי סחילוסו ואין לו הוא נתנם לי ובחלקם כי מה הוא רביז מה הם שמים עבוד so the Rosh here